Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 31st. Well, preparations are well underway for tomorrow's state primary election. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says her department is ready to accommodate voters across the city. Crispo says over 7,500 mail-in ballots were sent out, and over 1,000 people participated in early in-person voting at City Hall last week. Crispo says the race for the Norfolk County District Attorney seat and the 8th Congressional District is generating a lot of interest among voters. QATV will post the results of how Quincy voters cast their ballots after the polls close tomorrow night at 8 p.m. A community meeting will be held this week regarding plans to make some improvements to the Nickerson Post and Squaw Rock on Moon Island Road in Squantum. The city wants to add about 30 spaces to the parking lot, bringing it up to 80 spaces, and also improve the entrance to Squaw Rock. The plan calls for the demolition of a building at that site for more green space and using another building as home for the Massachusett tribe. Revenue from the lease that Quarry Hills has with the city would be used to pay for the project. The public is invited to hear about the plans and share their thoughts at a meeting on Wednesday at 6:30 at the Kennedy Center. The American Red Cross has a special incentive for fans of Hello Kitty to donate blood in September. All donors who give blood or platelets from September 1st through the 20th will receive an exclusive Red Cross Hello Kitty plush mascot and surprise sticker pack while supplies last. All summer long, the Red Cross has been experiencing critical shortages in blood supplies, but says they are encouraged as more than 17,000 new potential donors have signed up to learn more, and more than 3,000 appointments were booked in the first week that this new promotion was announced. National Grid says it will be repaving Newport Avenue between Beale Street and Lillian Road this week as part of the final phase of the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project. Milling will take place today and tomorrow. Repaving will take place on Wednesday through Friday. National Grid will also oversee repaving Southern Artery from Washington Street to Quincy Avenue this week. Bay State Community Services of Quincy inviting the community to an Overdose Awareness Month event on Tuesday at 1 p.m. at a New Way Peer Support Recovery Center on Quincy Avenue. Participants will plant purple flags as a tribute to lives lost, and three speakers will share their stories of losing loved ones to overdose. An invasive plant cleanup is being held today from 2 to 4 p.m. at Squaw Rock Park in Quincy. The Department of Natural Resources and the Invasive Species Management Committee welcomes volunteers to participate in the cleanup. No experience is necessary and all ages are welcome. Parking will be in the paved lot off of Moon Island Road. Well, the jury in the murder trial of Lindsay Clancy, the mother accused of strangling her three children in the family's Duxbury home in 2023, will return today to continue deliberations. A jury of nine women and three men are deciding if the 36-year-old Clancy is guilty of killing 5-year-old Cora, 3-year-old Dawson, and 8-month-old Callan, or if she is not criminally responsible due to her mental health. Shortly after deliberations resumed on Friday, attorneys were called to a sidebar after the court learned that there was a question from the jury. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington said that the jury asked to see two Ziploc bags of pill bottles and the knife that Clancy used in her attempted suicide. Clancy's defense argued she was not criminally responsible for the killings because she was suffering from postpartum psychosis. It is the burden of the prosecution to overcome the lack of criminal responsibility defense, also known as the insanity defense. Retired Massachusetts Judge Jim Barreto estimated that jurors could take at least a week if they carefully review the evidence, which includes more than 300 exhibits and nearly 80 witnesses. The prosecution carries the burden of proof. Asked whether prosecutors met that burden, Barreto said he believes they're in a good position, but said the question of criminal responsibility remains a key issue for jurors. Two people were shot last night in Brockton, including a 14-year-old. Officers were seen responding to the Pines apartment complex on Pine Grove Drive late last night. Authorities said the 14-year-old was shot in the leg and taken to the hospital for treatment. A 22-year-old man also showed up at a nearby hospital with a gunshot wound. According to Brockton police, officers received several reports of gunfire. Just after 7:30, police say the shooting is still under investigation. Two people are accused of holding a victim at gunpoint in an apartment in Plymouth, setting off a SWAT response early Saturday morning. The victim reached out for help around 4 a.m., telling Plymouth police that they'd been slashed with a knife and then held at gunpoint by two people inside a building on Mark Drive. The victim was able to escape and look for help at the West Plymouth Fire Department. Police tried to communicate with the suspects, but they did not cooperate, so the Metro LEC SWAT team was called in and neighbors were evacuated. Officers took two people, described only as a male and female, into custody. Police say further arrests are possible. The two suspects will be arraigned this morning. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 9 points. The NASDAQ fell 138. The S&P lost 19. Shares mostly lower in Asia. And U.S. futures declined today on expectations that the U.S. Fed may raise interest rates soon. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil is at $90 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox lose to the Yankees 16-1. They're back home at Fenway tonight at 6:45 to open up a series with the Seattle Mariners. Today's forecast from a National Weather Service, partly cloudy and a high of 79. For tonight, cloudy, a low 65. Rain tomorrow at a high of 74. Showers on Wednesday, high 73, and still some scattered showers Thursday, high 76. For the boater today, waves about a foot, a northeast wind, 5 to 10 knots, becomes easterly later today at a high tide at 2:10 p.m. Sunrise 6:08, sets at 7:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 31st.